and Daffodil.
Thank you, mister. It's another edition of Cheese Fleeks. My name is Snarfdoo.
And that means I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week as we hang out here in the bunker, just watching TV, digging out the cheese, and other lazy things as we watch out and take care of all the vehicles here in the bunker before their owners come.
They're coming soon.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I hear there's a pickup party happening.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
They asked me to bake a cake. That's how I know.
I see. And you're going to do that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, huh. Yeah, okay.
I get much better tips if I bake a cake.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Does anyone have to wash and wax?
Oh, no. The cars are clean.
Oh, okay. I thought we'd have to call Mr. Miyagi.
No, cars are clean. Wax okay. On, wax off, no.
Good, good. I just want to make sure. Anyway, on the show this week, we're going to get a little tipsy. Well, not really. Not really. Some of the songs, maybe. Songs and night traps for the man of no distinction as we drink along with Irving. I know. No, I said, yeah, it's an album, okay?
I know, and I'm laughing because you said night traps instead of night caps.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Because you think liquor is a trap, so I get it.
As well, in the Celebrity Slip-Up, you may not know him, but man, I'll tell you a little bit about Bernie Hamilton as his character of Captain Dobie on the 1970s television series Starsky and Hutch. He cut an album, he cut a record, totally opposite to his character.
Okay.
To sum it up in a nutshell. But we're going to go Hawaiian, starting off the show with Hawaiian Moon Liwai. Can you pronounce that?
Moki Kahui and his orchestra.
Thank you. But we're starting off with Pineapple and Coconuts by...
the same guy.
On...
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
please, with Moki Kawai and his orchestra and Hawaiian Moon. And before that, Pineapple and Coconuts by the same guy, Moki...
Kahua.
Thank you. I'm glad someone...
I may not be right, but it's close.
Okay. Either way, that's the closest we'll ever get to Hawaii because, you know, we can't drive the van over there.
No, I can't hold my breath that long.
No. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're focusing on an album, Drinking Along with Irving, Snipes for the Man of No Distinction. And you can tell them a little bit more about that, Daffodil.
There is so little out there about this album, other than I can tell you the album cover is horrendously bad.
Oh.
Yes. And when you listen to it, you become confused about why it even exists. This is a review from online.
Okay.
This is supposedly a parody album meant to parody songs of the time that glamorized alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
Trying to be a style parody of corny 50s pop music. But we're so far removed from the style of music that was relevant, it now just plays like it's a totally unironic and generic album.
Okay.
And the parody doesn't really work very well either, according to this guy. So we'll have to make our own decisions.
What's he know, really? Come on.
He just said, the only reason I wrote this review is to record that it's really an album that exists, and it is not good.
Well, it's not good. That's why we're playing it.
Exactly.
We got Rick Mayer and the Fosse a little later on with Dying for a Dream. Shortly, though, you'll hear Robbie Lester, who narrated children's records at one point for Disney, doing Domestic Wine, but we're starting it off, Make It a Chocolate Soda, Jeff Stevens on
Cheese Please.
It's after 2 p.m. and I'm a shipping clerk. I know I'll lose my job if I don't get back to work. My lunch hour's up at 2. Still I'm gabbing here with you, but I simply gotta spout until you throw me out. So make it a chocolate soda, but hold the whipped cream. Oh, please play number 9. It's a favorite of mine. It's a disc of Lawrence Welk's. We first heard it at the Elks. 'Twas at a member's dance, and I met her there by chance. And the thing that did was the pretty way she said, make it a chocolate soda with lots of whipped cream. So the following year I bought her 1,000 sodas. Our love began to blossom and to grow. But she gained 100 pounds, and with my little sports car, one of them simply had to go. Well, I'm sure you know the rest. You probably have guessed. And listen to me, Jim, if you know a girl who's slim, you can tell her I'm always here about this time. And if she plays it smart, she's bound to my heart by ordering chocolate soda, but hold the whipped cream. But hold the whipped cream.
Just a click away with radio as your gift. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
I never yearned for faraway places, to distant lands I never longed to roam when I want to see strange looking faces. I can see so many of them at home. Let my sophisticated friends call me idiotic when I say I don't care that anything exotic domestic wine and your heart pressed to mine, though the tumblers are plastic, the way I feel is fantastic. It must be you or Muscatel. We full spell. Just the sight of that label, and I'm a mink trimmed with sable. Beaujolais leaves me bored and blasé, and the song of surrender you sing won't be encored. But deep within, something under my skin cries out to you when we share Manischewitz's concord. Domestic wine makes my soul feel divine. For a vintage domestic can make a peasant majestic, something splendid and fine is exclusively mine. When my lips are tasting yours and domestic wine.
Keys, please, with Robbie Lester and Domestic Wine.
Good bongo action on that one.
Isn't it? And before that, Jeff Stevens and Make It a Chocolate Soda. And we continue with our tributes. Rick Maver. I had to look there for a minute. And the posse is dying for a dry martini on...
Cheese, please!
Parched and dehydrated,
dry.
He has to be rejuvenated,
dry.
He says to me, oh sport, you and I could use a snort. Yeah, we're dying for a dry martini.
Martini, martini.
I'm the fastest draw the West ever saw. Cause I'm dying for a dry martini. Dying for a dry martini. The desert sun is mean with no gin in your canteen. When you're dying for a dry martini.
Dry martini. Dry.
the sign of an olive tree.
Martini, teeny, martini.
Jeez, please, Rick Maver and the Posse. I think Thurl Ravenscroft was there. That
kind of has that kind of tone, yeah.
Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft, of course, sang that one, too. Dying for a dry martini.
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 Yeah, that's when you have a...
Martini on the TV?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I created a new word.
A word when you shove two other words together and make a new word.
There we go. Okay, and as we end off our tribute to Drinking Along with Irving, Songs and Nightcaps for the Man of No Disdain, definitely a lot of parody songs on that album. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
This guy played a hard-nosed cop co-star on the television series Starsky and Hutch back in the 1970s. Hard-nosed, no-nonsense, yeah, type of guy.
Yeah, that was his last big role.
Really?
He only played four more roles after that, and his last role was on The Love Boat in 1985.
Wow.
Yeah, he left acting altogether to go into the music business.
Yes, Bernie Hamilton was his actual name, but he played the character on Starsky and Hutch by the name of Captain Harold Dobie. And he takes his character and decides to record an album, including a song we're about to play. As a matter of fact, you know, think he'd be into, like, something hard-nosed, hard rock, or just no-nonsense type music, right?
You would think.
No. He decided to have his countryside come out.
Which is kind of odd, but yes.
Yeah.
Considering the album's actually called Captain Dobie Sings the Blues.
Well, no, there's another album that says Captain Dobie Sings Country, I believe.
Oh, my.
Yes, and this is an original song that he did,
okay.
I believe, or at least co-wrote. It's called Haulin' Hay on the Freeway. Yeah, what's up, partner? Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
This good old boy got a cute little honey. She works real hard and saves my money. She's a haulin' hay on the freeway. When I get paid, I buy some corn. She likes to ride and blow my horn. She's a haulin' hay on the freeway. She's a haulin' hay. She's a haulin' hay on the freeway. One of her chores is to cut the grass, take the pickup and buy some gas. She's a hay on the freeway. Cute little honey said, shove your money. She got up tight and left last night. She's a haulin' hay on the freeway. She's a haulin' hay. She's a haulin' hay on the freeway. Hauling hay, she's a hauling hay on the freeway. said, shove your money. She got up tight and deaf last night. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway.
Keith, please. Captain Dolby, also known as actor Bernie Hamilton, and hauling hay on the freeway. Which is totally the opposite of his television series character on Starsky and Hutch. I know, I've been watching them here in the bunker. That's how I knew who this guy was, Daffodil.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he really didn't do much in his acting for years.
Okay.
He got noticed finally in a film called One Potato, Two Potato about an interracial marriage.
Right.
And then he eventually came to be the Starsky and Hutch guy.
Wow.
But before all of that, he was also an impresario.
Really?
Yeah, starting in the late 60s, he ran a nightclub art gallery called the Citadel de Haiti on Sunset Boulevard.
Wow.
So, and then he started his own record label, Chocolate Snowman.
That's just a crazy name.
I know.
I know, but it's catchy, too.
It is.
There you go. My name is
Citadel, and we have wound to the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please.
How do we do that every week?
I'm not sure, but it happens.
Have you any success in getting the dog to speak on the air yet?
No. He's licking my microphone, not talking.
Oh, darn. Well, maybe we can do it. I'm just flipping it off. Here it comes.
I was just about to tell you to go do that.
I did it.
Without prompting. Very good.
And here it is. Here it is. Oh, wow. Look, the Carter family from 1928. Can you believe it?
Well, 1928 was a year.
Keep on the sunny side. There's a positive outlook, don't you think?
I think that's a fabulously positive way to end the show.
Until next week, folks. Until next week.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
With a song of hope we play. weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Hi, my name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons and campers. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
Welcome to Scream Therapy. I'm your host, Jason Schurz. In October 2018, I found myself in the hospital, sitting across from a psychiatrist who was telling me I had bipolar. I was sent home with a bunch of medication and laid on the couch for a week. I had my iTunes library on shuffle, trying to shake the hornet's nest from my head. Ever since I was a kid, I've been using loud music as a form of therapy. Punk rock and mental health have always been connected. This podcast looks at that connection through the lens of different guests. This is Scream Therapy.